WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are too.
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a free sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the other way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It's a Thursday night. We get to talk wrestling. We get to talk College Football 27, the brand new video game from EA Sports, which you know is in the game. And that's available today. Go out and buy it. It's on PC, Xbox, and PS5, and mobile. So go get yours today. We'll talk more about it in a little while. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay. We're on the WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTLive to interact with us live here tonight.
That's right. And, you know, I'm excited to talk about the game. That's going to be fun.
It will be.
And with that, I say we jump into the news. Our friends over at MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And in kind of a big story of the week, I don't think a lot of people were necessarily like expecting this. I think we knew it was coming at some point, but I don't think we were fully expecting it. And that is that Sheamus is done with WWE.
So originally we learned that he had a 5-year deal with WWE signed back in 2024, but apparently there was a point in the clause where his deal was coming up. And they offered to renegotiate with him at a lower price. And he said, no.
No. Fair.
Which means he is effectively done with WWE. He's been moved to the alumni section. He's still currently under WWE contract, but that is probably just days away from expiring at some point here in the next week or two. which means he'll have no 90-day clause. So maybe see him at All In, maybe not see him at All In. Who knows? Maybe he won't go there because there's a lot of conflicting reports whether he will go there or not, because there are people who will pull for him to come in, and then there'll be people who be like, do we really need another ex-WWE guy? Because at the moment, they really don't need another guy from WWE. Yeah. Because they have a pretty stacked roster, and there's a new day on the horizon probably for AEW as well. So how many can you bring over? And again, he's, what, in his 40s at this point? He was with WWE for 20 years?
He's in his 40s. He has a bad neck, so
I don't blame WWE for going, hey, maybe we should lower the deal this time around. I don't blame them because of his injury history in the last 5 years.
I don't blame him. Like, I feel bad for him. Again, the only thing that, like, he didn't really achieve, because he achieved a great deal, was winning the IC title. That was kind of the one thing he could never quite get to. But he's accomplished everything else in WWE. So there wasn't a lot left that they could really do with him, especially character wise, because I think they kind of sort of ran the gamut of everything that they, like, all the stories they could tell with him, or at least that they were willing to tell with him. I think that's a better way to put that. And also there towards the end, he was having injuries. He was out more than he was in. I know that he's had, like, neck troubles, and they've been trying to sort of, like, slow him down and give him less matches and have him in the ring less to sort of, you know, like, get more time out of him with his neck, because he's been dealing with that. So my hope is, instead of going to AEW, that he goes and gets himself well. Not that he's in bad shape at all, but, like, he goes and takes care of his neck and just sort of heals up and takes some time to himself and, you know, just lives life and enjoys life.
Yeah, he's been out of action since November. I forget what the injury exactly was that he suffered. It was not due to his neck. It was, I think, a shoulder, bicep, something.
Yeah, something.
I assume that took him out before, because his last match was with John Cena's last match on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
So now that was Sheamus' last match on Raw.
Damn.
Quite fitting how that goes. But again, he's one of them. He's done everything. He's been there for 20 years. If he wants to work, he works. If he doesn't, he doesn't. He can go do his fitness stuff, his fitness YouTube and everything like that. Work some indies if he wants. You know, Cesaro and Mox will probably, and Jericho will be like, hey, you should bring Sheamus in. It would be, Sheamus being there would work, but they don't, quite frankly, need him. I don't think there's a match you want to see with him. I don't think there's enough. You won't get the return on your investment. Is the best way to put it. So I don't think he's going to move the needle one way or the other. And that's not a bad thing, but it doesn't help your cause when you're trying to be like, hey, I'm Sheamus, former WWE champion, King of the Ring, U.S. champion, tag team champion. I've done all these things, world champion. Money in the Bank, I think he's won.
Money in the Bank, King of the Ring.
Yeah, he's done it all. Yeah, so, like, he's a guy you would want, but at this stage, it's risky. And with the style they work, look at Edge. He works the style that is off for months because he gets injured or has to film a movie. Oh, we'll see.
I think he needs to do what will make him happy.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost. And if that means he goes to AEW, that's great. And I wish him well. And I hope he has fun over there with his friends and everything works out for him. But if he wants to rest, if he wants to go home and be with his wife and his pets and just hang out and chill, do it, man. No judgment. Although he's been doing that since November, but it's like, you know, he has plenty of other interests. He has plenty of other ventures, you know, that he gets into, and he does. Like, he did the, like you mentioned, the fitness series before WWE kind of shut it down. And then there was a question of if it was going to come back or not. So he could restart that if he really wanted to, because I think he was trying to get that back. And yeah. I don't know if he ever could, because that was part of that whole, like, Twitch YouTube ban, where everybody had their own sort of, like, side hustle that they were putting out, and they were creating content, and, you know, he was doing, like, the Celtic Warrior workouts, and he would have his friends come over to his house and they would work out and he would interview them, and it was actually a really good series. Like, it was actually very well done. And that kind of got axed when they cracked down on that kind of stuff. And I think he was trying to either get that license through WWE, or he was trying to get it cleared. And I thought I had heard it was and it was coming back, but he had to recover, or he had to like heal up from his injuries before he could do it.
Yeah, he was still doing it. He was doing it since he came back the last time, but then he got injured, so it slowed down.
Every day's leg day. But yeah, so best of luck, Sheamus. Thank you for everything. And nothing says that he can't come back. Like, yeah. That's the other side of this. If he wants to come back and do a one-off, or if he can come to terms with WWE and they can, you know, bring him back for like a year, 2 years, whatever he wants to do, that's fine. I don't think they're leaving on bad terms with each other. He just doesn't want to take the pay cut. And I think that's fair. Like, the fact that they're cutting talent pay, that's a whole different kettle of fish that needs to be discussed. But I respect him being like, no, just like New Day. It's like New Day's been there. Like, they've more than earned the money they make. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't be asked to take a pay cut considering how much money New Day has made for WWE. Like, I understand, I'm sure it's standard procedure that everybody that's coming up on a new deal, hey, we're going to offer you less money for reasons. And if I'd been there 15, 20 years, I'd be like, that's not acceptable, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when the company is supposedly raking in record profits and everything else.
They're treating it like a sport. If you're at the top of the list, you get paid all the big bucks. If you're on the mid to end to low end, you're going to get the lower chunk of change. That's kind of the way it is.
But it's not there a is great something thing. To be said not... for...
Go ahead.
There is something to be said for talent retention as well. And you have to be very careful about that.
Yeah.
And there's nothing, especially for people like New Day and Sheamus, who realistically, especially for Sheamus, I would say, who maybe had 5 years left, maybe, forcing him to take a pay cut at the end is kind of stupid. Especially if he's already in a contract and you're using the option, that's kind of a dick move. Just to force him to take a pay cut to what it feels like, because one could speculate that they kind of forced him out. That, like, we don't want to keep you around for the full 5 years, so we're going to option it, see if you take lesser money, and then we'll keep you around. If not, you know, see, bye. Thanks for everything. Don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out. That's what that kind of feels like. And I don't know if that's, I like that.
It isn't your father's and mother's WWE.
No, it is not. Moving on, WWE Unreal returns on July 21st.
Yeah, it's going to focus around John Cena, AJ Lee. Should be fun. Just by based off the trailer, looks good.
Mm-hmm. We get the secrets behind John Cena's last run and AJ's return. So that's exciting.
It should be very exciting.
Happy news for Tony D'Angelo and his wife, Isabella. They have welcomed their first child into the world. They had a little boy named Vincenzo James Areola. I hope I said that right.
Congrats.
Congrats to Tony and Isabella. Happy to hear that everybody's doing well. And everything, I believe, went smoothly for mom and baby. And may they have many happy years together. Moving on to AEW. Jake the Snake Roberts announced that he's no longer with AEW.
He thanked Tony Khan, thanked him for all for AEW being a great place to just sit back, earn money, and do nothing for like 3 years.
I mean, hey, it's good money if you can get it.
I mean, he came in, he was a manager for a while, and then wasn't. So congrats, Jake, for earning the getting the bag from both WWE and AEW at the same time, because he has the WWE Legends contract because he's been in the video game, so he's been getting video game money. And AEW money. So he
we love that for you, Jake.
He should be good.
We love that for you. Congratulations. ROH Death Before Dishonor returns to the 2300 Arena on August 21st.
Yeah, congrats. ECW Arena.
Woo.
More wrestling.
I would say Rock's going to be our live in-person correspondent, but no, he's not.
No. Tell me if you heard this one, next one before.
This one, let's see. Oh, I don't know. This is just so revolutionary. It's never happened in wrestling before. AEW All Out will be held at the Now Arena in, wait for it, guys, Chicago. It's a new place for them. They never, ever go there. And it's going to be on Saturday, September 26th.
Get your tickets soon.
AEW in Chicago.
New concept, especially for this pay-per-view.
Never happens.
Never happens.
Ever. I hope it does well. I hope it sells well, that they make all the monies.
Correct.
And thanks. Jack Perry has re-signed with AEW.
I mean, not a shock to anyone. It came down to the wire, and then they made it an angle on television because the dirt sheets were talking about it, and then, you know, oh, he still hasn't, like, they're feeding the dirt sheets. Oh, he still hasn't signed a contract. And then magically later that night, he signed a contract on television in a pre-tape with Tony Khan.
Wow.
It's like they were feeding the dirt sheets information to drive up the story about Jack Perry. And then guess what? He was still there with the company. Tony did say about a week ago. The whole time. Tony did say about a week ago that he wanted to keep Jack Perry. So it was no real shock.
I was just like, okay, all right, go off.
Well, because the whole deal was his contract was coming up, or very, very soon. So people were speculating that he could be leaving, but he wasn't.
But he's not. He's staying, y'all, so we get more Jack Perry. Woo! Moving on to other topics. Mandy Rose has announced that she's pregnant, so congratulations to her.
Congrats. She seems to be a few months along at this point.
I hope everything goes smoothly and that you don't experience like any awful pregnancy symptoms, because those suck and they're never any fun. So I hope it's all easy for you. And in other happy news for TNA, Rich Swann and Daria Ray have both re-signed with the company.
Yeah, so when Daria came in at the beginning of the year, it was for like a six-month deal. So now she's signed on again with the company. She's in the authoritative role on TV, so it's working out for her. So she's enjoying herself, and she's doing well on TV.
Good.
And Rich Swann, I saw him come back. I was like, oh, that's Rich Swann. Huh. Okay, then. Because he's changed his look a lot from when we knew him back in the WWE days.
So. I was going to say, I remember seeing him, and I thought he looked different. It's like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. I mean, people evolve over time. But I saw him at Slammiversary and went, huh, that's Rich Swann. Okay, not how I remembered. And that's not a bad thing. It's just like, oh, that's just who he is.
We weren't expecting the change. It's like, oh, okay, cool. Good for you.
All right, cool. Good for you. Yeah, pretty much.
So that does it for the news. I say we take a very quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking all about College Football 27. Rock's going to give you the hot takes on the game and let you know what he thought. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTRLive? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. I mean Prime Gaming. Or maybe it's just Prime. It's the easiest way to support us for free.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw Post Show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked.
What?
What they didn't like.
What?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line! Go Stone Cold Simpson!
Did you know you can use supported creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. That's a hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
This just into the CB Radio news desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bell Twins, and you're listening to the Rap Radio Show. Something in your eyes lets me see right through you.
Kissy face, kissy face, sent to your phone, but I'm trying to kiss your lips for real.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. If you happen to have a free sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we're going to be talking all about College Football 27.
Yes, College Football 27 now available from our friends at EA Sports, which, you know, as always, is in the game. It's available for PS5, Xbox Series XS, and for the first time ever on PC. And mobile came out today officially, which was July 9th, if you listen to the podcast version of this. So yeah, it's a very fun game, like always, because football games are always a lot of fun. But this year, for the first time, they gave us the base model when the series came back a couple of years ago. Then last year, they kind of built upon it. And then this year, they decided, well, we have the base now. Now we're going to implement a lot of upgrades to the weather, to the playbooks and stuff like that, and kind of mess with some of the controls to kind of make it a little simpler for some people for picking up the game and give it a little bit of a challenge for others as well. One of the biggest changes to the game right off the bat, as far as gameplay is concerned, is they added a bunch of more playbooks to the game, which, when you think about it, that should have always been a thing, but because it's a brand new game, they have to build out the playbooks. I believe they added like 30 new playbooks or something to that effect this year. So there's more defensive plays, more defensive options. And what they've done as well is giving you more control over like audibles on defense and setting your coverage and stuff like that. Where it used to be you hit one button and you were able to, you had to go through different menu things. Now you still have to hit one button, but it brings up the whole menu. And each menu, like your left stick does one thing, your right stick does another, and then the D-pad will also distribute different types of flexibility and coverage where you can focus on the line or the individual matchups now a lot more easy than you were, that you were able to before. So it's a big improvement there, especially when you see something being called, it's like, can I cover it? Can I see what the kind of know what the play is? And you can kind of change it up. Same with the offense. There's more flexibility for pass protection and run blocking and kind of everything of that sort. One other thing, and this caught me off guard. I've been playing EA Madden for years, right? Years. Mm-hmm. At least 20, 30 years at this point. However long the franchise has been out. The quarterback sneak has always been the quarterback sneak. You just run forward, right?
Right.
Well, they added a meter this year where you have to time it.
What?
Yes. What? You have to time it.
What?
Yes, but here's the thing. I like the idea because it now makes the quarterback sneak not always an easy go-to. It means you have to actually be precise with it. And this is what I believe, the reason why it's there. This is them testing it out for the video game Madden NFL 27 coming out next month. They're finally bringing in the tush push.
Oh.
So I feel like this is like they're going to make both games kind of similar in that fact. Even though you don't get the tush push in college football, it is coming to Madden. So hopefully we'll be able to talk about that next month and how that plays out. But no, there's a meter where it's like if you don't hit it in the green, you have less likely chance to get the first down. It caught me off guard the first time. I was like,
What is this meter? What are we doing? What is this thing? And then I run it again, a QB sneak later in another game. It's like, all right, now I figured it out. All right, cool. I like this. It's a good change. Something unexpected, but it was a good change. So one of the basic things in college is a lot of motion. They do a lot of, you kind of move people around a lot. Motion offenses. They've expanded upon it. In college football 27, there's a lot more motion plays, and it feels very authentic where it's like, okay, I play with the fast clock, so it's like you only got like 12 seconds to get the playoff, so like you're setting people in motion, so you kind of like 2 seconds, gotta get that ball off and hike it. So it adds a little bit more realism to that. They've
it
also
sounds like it's much more challenging this year.
They're trying to make it more challenging. One of the things with that was there's a passing thing where they've added time-based catching system. If you really want a challenge, where when you after you throw it, you have to time it precisely to catch it as the receiver. So that adds another extra element to that to the offensive side of things, which was fun. They're also bringing in the wear and tear system like we've had in the Madden series for the last few years. So they've implemented that into college football, where you see, like, you know, the wear and tear on jersey, you see the dirt on it, all the different things, and your players get tired faster, because, well, if you keep running the ball over and over again, your player's gonna get worn down and tired. They've also kind of messed with the weather, so when it rains, you're a little bit more slippery on the field, which is another added element. They've kept for the
what
for
about ice and snow.
I never got a snow game so far. But if you think about it, there's not many college football games in the snow. So I don't know. I don't think snow was an option, if I remember correctly. But I went through some of them, because usually those, by the time we get to December, most games are indoors or in warm weather places. So I don't know if we got snow as an option. I know that's an option in Madden, but I did not see it in college football. What they've kept from the previous couple seasons is like the home field advantage, where the crowd gets, like, the plays get distorted and it gets really loud. So that continues to be a fun feature. This they brought back for the people. There's a mascot mode where you take two teams of mascots and they battle in a football game.
That's awesome.
But everyone is 99 overall.
Ah.
So you're going to be really skillful to get that one. But no, so you take all the 100, I think there's like 130 different mascots in the game now. So there'll be two teams of mascots, and it's just chaos because everyone's really, really good. So that's pretty much the basis for the gameplay. We'll talk about a couple modes really quick, because I'm not the biggest Ultimate Team guy, but they've added more legends to the mode, because that's the card game where you pull the packs and you build your teams out. That's not my cup of tea, but I know a lot of people enjoy that mode. They added the story mode with Road to Glory. They added three new positions: edge rusher, safety, and tight end. Once again, you start in high school, but this time you can rename kind of the high school. You can give it a name, but you only get like six different mascots to choose from. So like, I would like a little bit more flexibility next time in the mascots department, where you can like, I would like to make it other, more like, well, generic is not the best, is the best way to put it, because there's like, you can do Vikings or Tigers and stuff like that, but we didn't get enough of those, so I would hope we can get more of those in the future. But again, it's a small little mode, it's for 5 weeks or whatever. It's not really the biggest deal, but I would like to see a little bit more of it. But on the scale of things, it's not that big of a deal. But in the Road to Glory, you start out as the high school guy trying to make a team. And then by the end, you get to choose your college, and then you try to make the team there, and then you stay with the same stuff with academics and your social game and all the different things. So it's pretty standard there. For the Dynasty mode, there's 130 coaches in the game now.
Wow.
So you got the real coaches for pretty much all the teams, because they've added a bunch of new teams, because there was a couple that jumped ship to the major conferences. I know like North Dakota State's in there and a couple others that weren't in there previously, which they need to do a better job on the lower end schools like North Dakota State, where they're in there, but like kind of missing the mascot. So maybe kind of upgrade that one as the season goes.
It's a work in progress.
It is. They overhauled the overview screen of your team for Dynasty, where you get to see the expectation, demands, and everything the AD wants from you. also gives you the detail. Hey, this is where we're picking our people from the pipeline. They've also added firing to the dynasty mode, where your coach can get fired if your team underperforms. So you could get fired. They added more NIL upgrades, and you know, you just you play out the mode. You try to build your team up. You try to recruit as best as you can, and you build up your franchise team. It's I enjoy Dynasty Mode just like I enjoy franchise mode of trying to build a team and playing it for season after season. So the mode is doing pretty well for me at the moment. And then we go move to basically presentation of the game. They added Joel Klatt and Holly Rowe to the broadcast. Holly Rowe is on the sideline. It kind of feels more authentic because when they got rid of the they brought in, I think it was Rich Eisen for halftime in Madden. I could be wrong. It gave it that bit more realistic feel compared to using just a regular announcer. But now you got the top line announcers. Reese Davis still is the best choice for lead announcer for the game because they call most of the games his crew. Because there's his crew, and then there's the main the other crew that does the big like national TV games. But Reese Davis is still really good. There's more realistic commentary in the game about the things that actually happened in the game. They call back to different things. Like if there was a turnover that happened, in the first quarter something happened. So like in the third quarter, they can reference back to, hey, in this important situation, this happened. They actually
call back. I thought it was like actual things that happened in college football, and I'm like,
No, they call back to things that happened in the game. So if you failed on fourth down, they'll call that back later in the game. So there's more storytelling, basically, with the announcers, which is very enjoyable. You can customize how the crowd looks a little bit, like, because you know how some stadiums do, like, the whiteout look and stuff like that. You could change, like, the crowd a little bit in terms of what they're wearing, in terms of the colors of the uniforms, to give that a better presentation. Always makes me laugh with the away team section. It's like, here's the whole team dressed, the whole crowd in one color, and then you see the one little tiny section of the away team that they have tucked away in their school colors. One thing I noticed when playing, because I played with a few different teams, the stadium depth feels much different this go around, and I don't know if they did much changes to it, but you could tell, and it may have to do with some of the lighting presentation because they've upgraded that substantially as well, where it's like if you feel like you're in a bigger arena, this bigger stadium like Texas Stadium, like you can see like the depth of the stadium, it feels massive. And then when you get to like the lower end schools, the buildings are smaller and you can feel like it's more intimate, as it were. So they've done a better job of balancing the look and making it feel more realistic. At least that's the way it played out to me. So overall, I feel like they've implemented some pretty good upgrades to basically all the modes, to the presentation of the game. The gameplay feels very smooth, feels a little challenging at times, which you want, because again, I've been playing Madden for decades at this point, and you kind of get the gist of what the game is. So when they switch up like the play calling a little bit, or they switch up like, again, the QB meter, which catches you off guard, it's like little things of like, okay, that's new and different. It's not this, you're not just getting a carbon copy of what you've been playing before. So little improvements like that always work for me. So yeah, that's College Football 27. Thanks to the folks at EA Sports for providing early access to the video game. You right there out there listening to this podcast, listening to this live stream, can go out and get EA Sports College Football 27 available now for PS5, the Xbox Series X and S, and for the first time ever, PC and mobile. Go out and get College Football 27 today.
Ding! Thank you, EA. We appreciate you. And go enjoy the game. Go have fun with it, everybody. But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does. So on the Twitch feed, it's been playing. It's been Arizona and Louisville.
I can't see the Twitch feed. It's not working for me.
We've had Arizona and Louisville playing, and Louisville has been doing pretty good. I only simmed a half, but at the half it was 21-3 Louisville over the Arizona Wildcats.
Let's go! Go Cards! Woo!
So there you go. But that'll do it for Rack. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It is another edition of CB Radio. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday at Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. What is the all-time greatest SummerSlam main event match? We debate it this Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, it's the Raw Post Show. When Raw ends, we're live to talk about it. And we'll be back next Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of The Rack, as he stalls to look at the calendar of what we're doing next week. On the show, we will be previewing Saturday night's main event next Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com, Super Wild Talk Radio Network. It's at Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms. Wherever you get your podcast, just search The Rack Radio Show. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen to support the channel for free. You can use credit card Rock Talk or
Lin's M Word
in the Fortnite app shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SummaLin'sWard. And you can check me out on TikTok, Lin's Ward Zero. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, get over to Matt's channel, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. Go like, subscribe, and tell him we said hi. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com. And we will see you next week. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.